All right, welcome everyone to another deep dive. Today we're getting into something I find super fascinating, the world of IoT platforms.
Yeah, it's a pretty hot topic.
Absolutely. We're really going to try and get beyond just like your smart fridge or whatever.
Right, exactly.
This is about how these platforms are actually changing the way businesses operate at a much larger scale.
For sure. There's a lot of really interesting stuff going on.
Yeah, and we're diving deep into this report, IoT platforms, connecting devices for smarter business operations. To get into it.
I think it's going to be a great deep dive. There's some really good stuff in there.
Definitely. So before we get too far, let's maybe to start with the basics. What exactly IoT, an IoT platform? For anyone listening who maybe isn't totally familiar, I know we have some listeners who are experts and others who are just starting out.
Yeah, that's a great place to start. So I think a simple way to think about it is kind of like, imagine the conductor of an orchestra.
Okay, I like
You've got all these different instruments, right? And they each make their own unique sound.
Right, but they need to work together.
Exactly. The conductor brings them all together, makes sure they're in sync, and creates something beautiful.
So the platform is like the conductor, bringing all the devices together.
Exactly. In a more technical sense, it's the software that connects and manages all these different IoT devices.
Okay, so it's not just the devices themselves. It's the software that lets them talk to each other and actually do something useful.
Precisely. It's about collecting data from those devices, analyzing it, and then using those insights to take action.
Okay, so that makes sense. But what does that actually look like in a business? Like, how are these platforms actually making businesses smarter?
So there are a lot of ways, but I think one of the biggest impacts is in efficiency and automation. Imagine, for instance, a factory where machines can automatically order replacement parts when they're needed.
Oh, wow. So like no more downtime waiting for someone to notice something's broken.
Exactly. The platform monitors the equipment, detects potential issues, and triggers the ordering process automatically.
That's incredible. And I'm guessing that kind of automation can be applied to all sorts of industries, not just manufacturing.
Absolutely. Think about retailers using real-time sales data to adjust pricing and inventory. Or a hotel using sensors to personalize room settings based on guest preferences.
Oh, that's cool. Like adjusting the temperature or lighting automatically.
Exactly. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
It really does sound like the potential here is huge. But I know from the report that there are also some challenges that come with all this.
Oh, for sure. No technology is a silver bullet. And with IoT, one of the biggest concerns is data security and privacy.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're collecting so much data from so many different sources, it must be a real challenge to keep it all safe.
It definitely is. That's why it's absolutely crucial to choose a platform with robust security features built in.
Okay, so what kind of features are we talking about here? What should businesses be looking for?
Well, things like end-to-end encryption, for example, to make sure that data is protected during transmission.
So even if someone intercepts the data, they can't read it.
Exactly. And secure boot processes for the devices themselves, so you know the software running on them hasn't been tampered with.
That makes sense. You want to be sure that the devices themselves are trustworthy.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, and multi-factor authentication for users is a big one.
Right. So you need more than just a password to access the system.
Yep. That makes it much harder for unauthorized users to gain access.
So you're really trying to lock things down at every level.
Exactly. But it's not just about technology. You also need to have strong data governance policies in place.
Oh, right. So rules about who has access to what data and how it can be used.
Precisely. And employee training is crucial as well, making sure that everyone understands the importance of data security.
Yeah, human error is often the weakest link in any security system. So, besides security, are there any other hurdles that companies need to be aware of?
Yeah, one that comes up a lot is integration complexity. Many businesses have existing systems, sometimes older ones, that weren't designed with IoT in mind.
Right, like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah. So integrating those older systems with a new IoT platform can be a real challenge.
Okay, so what's the solution there? How can businesses avoid that kind of headache?
Choosing a platform that offers robust APIs and supports a wide range of communication protocols is key.
So basically making sure that your new platform can actually talk to your old systems.
Exactly. You want everything to work together smoothly.
It sounds like careful planning is absolutely essential here.
Definitely. And thinking about the long term, too, your business needs are going to evolve. You'll probably want to add more devices and sensors down the line.
Right. So scalability is important, too. You don't want to hit a wall where your platform can't handle the growth.
Exactly. You need a platform that can grow with your business.
So we've talked about the benefits, the challenges, the things to consider. What's the big takeaway here?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that implementing an IoT platform is not a simple plug-and-play solution.
It's not just buying a gadget and turning it on.
Right. It requires careful planning, a deep understanding of your specific business needs, and a realistic assessment of the challenges.
But for those who do it right,
the rewards can be absolutely transformative. Increased efficiency, better decision-making, enhanced customer experiences. The possibilities are huge.
It really does sound like we're on the cusp of something big here.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up today, I want to leave everyone with this thought. Imagine you walk into your office tomorrow. What's one thing, one problem, one process that you could dramatically improve with the power of connected devices?
Yeah, really think about it.
The answer might surprise you, and it might just unlock some incredible new possibilities. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone.
See you next time.
See ya.